to the 510.com.
Yeah, is this going to suck the whole time, or is this like the only part that sucks? I just want to gauge how much suck I have to freaking sit through.
I don't know. I mean, does anyone really pay attention to radio anymore?
This is getting stupid.
You ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
That may be the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Your balls have been tempered in the fury of Hell's Dragon.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, JC.
Hey, what's happening, party people? I am your host, JC, 510 Radio, right here on the 510.com. I thank you so much for joining us again this week for what was a big week this week. Man, we had a great week. If you came out to save the boobies in Pleasanton, California, thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for caring. And thank you for showing up to shake your fucking ass. What a great night. I want to thank St. John, Ross, and the rest of the guys from the House Nation crew, as well as DJ Tommy Girl, Eddie Munez, a.k.a. DJ Sax, and Jeff Moreno from the Ghetto House Radio crew. We had such a great time, and I definitely want to thank Aura Nightclub for their hospitality and great time. We had a lot of fun. We have a great show this week. Busy, busy, busy week. Oh, my God. Man, there was just so much going on this week. Of course, big event this week for Stoners, 420. And we here at the 510 want to honor that occasion. And we've decided to bring in Dirty Heads. And they are like the world's biggest band right now, or they're growing into the world's biggest band right now. And we decided to bring them to you. So they are here this week. And in honor of that, we are playing nothing but stoner reggae music, like this track from Tomorrow's Bad Seed called Bad Seed. What better way to start out a show? So here you go, Tomorrow's Bad Seeds, right here on the 510 Radio on the 510.com. Enjoy it.
From my eyes, reach for my stash and zazz, ready to twist one up real fast for tomorrow seeds, them grow up to be bad. And though my clothes are rubbing shabby, I still hold my head up high, rocking this rub-a-dub style. Whoa-oh-oh-oh-oh. But then I think to myself, oh Lord, what can I do? Old Mary Jane, I got to learn to not love you. Oh, 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 oh. Open the door to take a walk outside. When I'm with Mary, everything seems just right. And when I come home late and Miss Jane is nowhere to be found, my luck has all run out. Oh. But when I think to myself, oh Lord, what can I do? Oh Mary Jane, I got to learn to not love you. Turn down the lights, instead of getting ready for tonight. Reach for my stash in Zaz. It seems my sister stole my stash. See how tomorrow feels. Them grow up to be bad like me. Reggae music make me feel so high. Do you wanna get high with me? It'll make you feel real high when you rock it with Tomorrow's Bad Seed. But then I think to myself, oh Lord, what can I do? Oh Mary Jane, I got to learn to not love you. Reggae music make me feel so high. Do you feel the way I do? It'll make you feel real high when you rock and reggae double school. Oh, all the music make me feel so high. Do you wanna get high with me? It'll make you feel real high when you rock it with Tomorrow's Bad Seed.
You're listening to JC on the 510 Radio. There's a reason people say he has a face for radio.
Thank you.
Listening to JC on the 510 radio. I don't know why, though. JC's about as funny as a porn star competing on Celebrity Jeopardy.
No, that's not very nice. I am... that's true. It's all true. Anyway, that was The Expendables, Sacrifice, right here on the 510 radio on the 510.com. And before that, you heard Bad Seed by Tomorrow's Bad Seed. So we're going to get this party rolling because I know you're rolling, right? 420... already passed. We've missed the fucking bus. I get that. But anyway, we're going to keep it going. This is Slightly Stupid, Everything You Need, right here on the 510 Radio on the 510.com. Enjoy it.
Like walking on the moon was such a good feeling. Lying in bed and I'm staring at the ceiling. Then wake up on Monday morning, thinking about what makes me yawn. And as I look outside, it's raining, pouring. Guess and all, don't wanna do no more. When I gotta get up and get out my bed, rather sleeping late and smoking below the steps. Because the harder you try, the less you succeed. Don't try it on and get everything you need. Cause the harder you fall, the more it's gonna lead. Watch where you stepping, cause you best not step on me. The harder you try, the less you succeed. Don't try it on and get everything you need. Cause the harder you fall, the more it's gonna lead. Watch where you stepping, cause you best not step on me. See you're ugly on the outside, it don't matter if you're beauty on the inside. It overpowers. I was in the beauty on the outside. It won't matter if you're ugly on the inside. Baby, don't want it. And if you're the type of person getting no recognition, inside your pocket feeling all your money missing. And you wanna shoot your guns, but you got no ammunition. Open up your mom, body's on the deck and the sun. The harder you try, the less you succeed. Don't try it on and get everything you need. Cause the harder you fall, the more it's gonna bleed. Watch where you stepping, cause you best not step on me. The harder you try, the less you succeed. Don't try it on and get everything then you need, cause the harder you fall, the more it's gonna bleed. Watch where you stepping, cause you best not step on me.
You know the program, I'm the motherfucking man.
It's hard when you're working for the other man, trying to make a dollar with the palms of my empty hand. It seems so easily, but it never seems to last long. Thinking that you got it for a minute, then a minute's gone.
The harder you try, the less you succeed. Don't try it on and get everything you need. Cause the harder you fall, the more it's gonna bleed. Watch where you stepping, cause you best not step on me. The harder you try, the less you succeed. Don't try it on and get everything you need. Cause the harder you fall, the more it's gonna bleed. Watch where you stepping, cause you best not step on me.
Listening to the 510 Radio on the 510.com.
Hey, what's up? This is JC with the 510 Radio on the 510.com, and I'm here with the Dirty Heads.
Yes, sir. What's up?
What's going on? You guys want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Jared, and I sing in the Dirty Heads.
And I am Dustin, and I play guitar and sing as well.
Now, is it the Dirty Heads, or is it just Dirty Heads?
It varies. Depends on what you like, but it's the Dirty Heads.
The Dirty
like
Heads.
The Rolling Stones or the Beastie Boys, but people call them Beastie Boys or Stones or Dirty Heads. You know, it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to call us.
Nice. So you guys are on this big national tour with Sublime with Rome, because we cannot call it just Sublime anymore.
Yeah. Well, because it's not Sublime. It's Sublime with Rome.
Right. How's it going so far? You said it's only like the third date.
It's our third night. It's a sold-out show in Oakland, and the first two were sold out at home in L.A., well, not really at home or from, you know, but the shows were crushing. Tons of Dirty Heads fans, tons of Sublime fans. The shows were amazing. 420 was fun. I feel like 421 was even better. I think everybody on 420 was just a little too
baked out of their mind.
Yeah. and we're expecting a good show tonight. Every time we come up here, it's killer, you know. So we're excited.
Yeah. So the album came out in 2008. We're talking about, of course, Any Port in the Sea.
Any port in a storm.
Yeah. Sorry. And the single, Lay Me Down, you guys released recently off of that sort of re-released deluxe edition.
Yes.
What are you guys doing? Are you guys writing new material, or what's the follow-up to this?
Yeah, we've definitely been writing a lot of new material, But, you know, now that we got that new single out, like you just said, we just got a lot of touring in our future, you know, to get out to these new fans that haven't seen us, and then keep writing while we're doing that, and hopefully get a new album out, you know, sometime in the future. Yeah.
And the cool thing with the re-release is that the fans that already got it, you know, we wanted to give them something else. We don't want to just keep putting out the same thing over and over. But sure, we had Lay Me Down on it, and then we added a bunch of B-sides and a bunch of music that we had been writing while the album's already out. And we're always writing music, you know, so we might, you know, look for maybe an acoustic EP coming out soon, and then we'll always be writing new music. So the second album's coming, you know, hopefully sooner than later.
That's awesome. And we were talking a little bit before about how the delay isn't necessarily your guys' fault, and fans need to understand that.
Yeah. If it was up to me, I'd put out an album every year, you know, or every 2 years and go tour on it, because we're constantly writing music and constantly wanting to grow. And, you know, after a while playing the same songs, you just want to start writing new stuff.
Right.
But, you know, you got to reach everybody first, and everybody thinks we're just, like, lounging by the pool or hanging out in the tour bus. That's not what we're doing, you know. We're writing music. We're in the studio. We're not all these big rock stars just chilling, like, banking on this one album, you know. We want to give our fans what they want, and that's new music, and sometimes that's not always easy for an artist, you know. There's so many other hurdles you got to go through in this industry.
Yeah. What's the process for you guys when you guys are writing an album? Is it the melody, the music comes first, and then you guys start writing lyrics, or
it's different, really, you know? It's like, sometimes it'll be like, Jared will, you know, call me and be like, oh, I got this great melody, you know, or I'll have a guitar lick, or, you know, our engineer we work with will have a beat that he just found, and it's all different ways, you know?
It's all either from Duddy or me, and it's one idea, and then we'll give it to the other, and then it'll just kind of, like, if I had to write a song all by myself, I would be like, you know, I wouldn't want to. So I'll get it to the point to where I think it's cool enough to show him, because I don't want to show him some garbage, you know. I'd be like, Duddy, check this out. What do you think? And then he'll add his touches on it, or vice versa, you know. So it's usually just anything. I'll have a guitar part in my mind and be like, Duddy, can you play this? Or he'll come to me and be like, dude, I have this new rap, whatever. So it's really fun. I like the way it works.
Yeah.
It's very organic. We don't try and sit down and go, let's me and you sit in a room today and try and write a song. You know, that's just not how we roll. You know,
right.
That's not how we – it's creatively, that doesn't work for us.
Yeah. So every time I bring in a guest, I usually try to talk about where the music industry is headed. You know, right now physical media is sort of dying. The CD itself is depleting quite a bit. Where do you guys see the music industry heading? Do you see it – as far as, you know, where we're going, what's the next big thing?
I just think all the labels need to realize that it's like whatever they're doing isn't right, and they just need to figure out other, and they're trying with those 360 deals and all that stuff. But I mean, it's all going to come down to touring and shows, which it already is. And it's like, if that's where you're going to make your revenue and stuff like that, I mean, that's great for the bands. Give your music out for free to the most people or whatever. And if people want to buy it and support you, people are going to buy it and support you. You know, like, we grew up with CDs. Our parents grew up with albums and tapes. The kids now grow up with iPods and free music. Is that going to change? No, probably not. It's just going to get even more, you know, it's going to be more accessible. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You know, so you got to find different ways to do it.
And, now,
yeah, we're not bummed on that.
No.
As long as kids keep coming to our shows and keep supporting, that's really what's important to us, is our fans being happy with the music we put out and the shows that we play.
Yeah. Now, you guys have an online presence, too. I've seen you guys on Twitter. Everybody's got a MySpace. Do you guys administer those accounts yourselves?
Not fully, but we are on there doing it, and we do as much as we can, you know. But we do have, like, other people that help us, like, you know, run it as well.
It would be impossible to do it and then play the shows and then have, you know, just everything, the schedule, it'd be hard
to.
So we have people
24 hours a day, you know.
Right.
It's like, you know, you go off it for a couple hours and come back, and it's like, oh my God, like, there's no way. We gotta all take turns and do it when you can, you know.
Yeah, and we were posting videos as much as we can, and we have our own personal like spots, and like it wouldn't be uncommon that if you hit us up on our personal pages or on the Dirty Heads page, that you know our guy Jeff that helps us run it, be like, hey, there's this question from this fan, can you answer it? You know, we just did these series of things where the fans got to ask us whatever questions they wanted. We just flip cammed the questions, and it's genius, and it's fun, and we get to like answer people's questions, and it's cool. So we always try and keep doing stuff like that, new contests, and letting people know that it's not just some robot behind a computer faking it, you know. Yeah. And if anything says, "Hey, this is Jared," it's Jared. It's not an intern. "Hey, this is Duddy," it's Duddy. If it doesn't, then you know it's somebody helping us. But right. when it says our names, it's us. It's nobody faking.
Nice. So you guys are finishing up this tour, and then after that, you guys are going out on the road again, right? What's on store after this tour?
I don't
another tour probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to try and keep touring as much as possible.
That's cool.
Yeah, and especially summertime. Winter tours suck, dude. It's so cold. It's freezing balls. You know, so every summer, and everybody's just in such a better mood, a better vibe. Everywhere's warm. It's just it's killer, you know. I'd rather be sweaty, swamp balls hot than really, really, really cold. Yeah.
Nice. Nice. Well, guys, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, no, thanks for having us.
And we'll see you guys next time you roll through.
Cool.
Thank you. Oh, 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 no, no.
How it starts, two lovers in the dark, on the run from the one that they call share spark. Six guns by the side and bullets round their waist. Two shots to the sky, signal sign for the chase. The safe was nearly empty and they were nearly free, but was seen by the good eye of the mean Billy Green. And he screamed at the top of his lungs, they're on the run. It's the two outsiders, grab your horses and your guns. I said I wish that we could stay here, but I fear our time has come. We could ride out in the darkness, chasing the rising sun. We gotta pack our bags this instant. We're heading southbound to the next town. And if we arrive there so safely, baby, you can lay me down.
Always on the move, they got nothing left to lose except their guns and their wounds. Now they're crossing border, sheriff's posse on their tail. They'd rather die together than be stuck up in a cell. They drank up all the whiskey and they partied every night, like it could be the last. The bounty said to shoot on sight. So they chased the endless summer, knew it came with the bite. They wouldn't stop running till they found a paradise. But the sheriff finally found them with the sights seeing red. So the lovers had to shoot them down and fill them full of lead. They were finally free to find a place to lay their head. And when they finally did, he looked at her and he said,
I said I think that we can stay here, cause I feel our time has come. And we can walk down to the ocean and sit with the rising sun. So unpack your bags this instant, no more running from town to town. And now that we've arrived so safely, baby, you can lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down.
Well, you're my green-eyed girl and I've been running around with you. It's the afternoon and we got nothing left to do. So wipe the dirt off or take your shirt off, and we should go hit the cantina, we got work off. I said it's hot outside, let me go swimming in your eyes. We've been running for a while, want you later, make me smile. I could never ask for nothing better than this. It's just tequila and the beach, it's fine salty when we kiss.
I said I think that we can stay here, cause I feel our time has come. And we can walk down to the ocean and sit with the rising sun. So unpack your bags this instant, no more running from town to town. And now that we've arrived so safely, baby, you can lay me down. Lay me down. Lay me down. No, lay me down. Lay me down.
What's up? This is Jared with the Dirty Heads, and you're listening to JC on the 510 Radio.
you don't. Wish I could read your mind, but I can't, so I won't. I wish that I could say what it is I like to say. Instead, I got my tongue twisted up and tied away. I'm trying to do my best. Yes, I know that failure is a lesson. I've been guessing and stressing and trying to make up my decision. And oh, yes, that's how life goes. Every time I want poetry, she wants prose. I'm too slow. I'm trying to pick it up, though. To me, you're really into no, it's me you feel sorry for.
This shitty show.
Darling, I've been waiting while you've gone and done your changing. But you know that I don't got much time. Still, everywhere I go, I see people waiting just like me. Waiting for you to come on home. I love you, darling. Don't leave me alone. Come on. We'll ever take your place. Won't you come home now? Won't you come home now? Won't you come home? Won't you come home? Won't you come home? Won't you come home? Won't you come home now? Take a ride and stay with me. We can take a walk underneath the moonlight.
got you when you got me. There's no need for looking when you find what you need. So come on home, darling, set me free. Come home now.
Listening to the 510 Radio on the 510.com.
And that was G Love and Special Sauce, Won't You Come Home. And before that, we played Revolution Out of Control right here on the 510 Radio on the 510.com. I want to thank my guest, Dirty Heads, for joining us this week. Had a great time. Those guys are amazing. By the way, if you ever get a chance to go see those guys live, go do it. Oh my God, they put on a fucking amazing show. So again, thanks to my guests. I forgot to mention earlier, I had downloaded my entire set from Save the Boobies onto SoundCloud. So if you're familiar with SoundCloud, go check it out. SoundCloud.com/the510/save the set. Very simple. Go check it out. Go download it. Go tell your friends. Go use it at workouts, porn, whatever you want to use it for. Happy to let you guys use that mix. Next week, not really sure what we got. We had a few things lined up. Those things are sort of on the cusp of either happening or falling through. So I don't want to like jinx it. So I don't want to tell you that maybe MERS may be on the show next week. I don't want to let that slip out. So be sure to tune in and find out who our surprise MERS guest is next week. So until next week, we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the 510 Radio on the 510.com. Any rebroadcast, transcription, or dissemination in whole or in part is strictly prohibited unless given express written consent by the 510.com or its officers. All music played on the 510 Radio and the 510.com is copyright of the respective owners. This has been a production of the 510.com.